everyone. This is a morning show. Hello and good morning, everyone. This is a morning show, and I am so excited. It's been a while since I've been on, and I am so pleased to be here with you on this beautiful summer morning. I have a wonderful guest here with me this morning. She's a midwife, and I'm so thrilled to have her on. I've been an admirer of hers from a distance for a long time, and we actually had the opportunity to work together on one client, and I just was so taken by her nurturing presence as well as her strength and the wisdom that she brings. So today we're going to be talking with the Black Midwife, and we're going to be talking about some very serious issues. The call-in number is 323-870-3891. I'm Denise, and you're here on Birth While Black, and my special guest this morning is Takiya Sakina. Takiya, good morning. Takiya, can you hear me? Takiya, can you hear me? I can't hear you. Takiya, if possible, could you call back in real quickly? Because I cannot hear you. Your microphone is not coming through, and I don't know why. And I do apologize. So if you can call back in, that would be awesome. So while we are waiting for Takiya to call back in, I'm going to talk to you real quickly about the importance of embracing midwifery and the midwifery practice. You know, it's a lost practice. It is a practice that has been around for a long time before births became standardized in hospitals. And the art of midwifery includes so many components of community resources, holistic practices, using home remedies, using the wisdom from our elders, from the elders in the community, as well as the other members of the community coming forward and offering so much help and support, which I think is just absolutely amazing. And that has been lost. It has been taken away. It has been stripped and pared down to the point that I was speaking with another doula yesterday on a conference call. And she let me know that in North Carolina, the scarcity of finding a Black midwife is just not there. You're not going to find one. Finding Black midwives and Black midwifery care is so difficult, and I don't understand why that is happening and why it is being systematically shifted out. So I'm looking forward to having a conversation here to talk about how we can start on this road and this journey and what it means to practice as a Black midwife. So Takiya, are you able to hear me? Takiya? I see you on the switchboard, and I don't know why you're not coming through. Ooh, that is very strange. I can't hear you, and I'm so sorry. That's okay. We're going to keep trying. We're going to give it one more try. And after that, we're going to chalk it up to the possibility of Mercury retrograde still kicking us around a little bit for the rest of this month. So as I was saying, Black midwifery, from what I've learned in speaking with other Black midwives, the standard is to go through hell to get that education and then come out to a community where the opportunities to serve and to practice is very challenging, to find institutions and birth centers and communities that welcome Black midwives. So it's very daunting, and it is very challenging. And I am hoping that there is something that we can do as a unified group to bring Black midwives back into the spotlight of where they are, because many of our grandparents and great-grandparents were birthed and supported in their birth by a midwife. And it's just absolutely amazing how that practice in just a few generations has been pushed to where it is now, to being almost extinct. And I'm very, very concerned about that, because it is such a nurturing practice. It is such an amazing practice. And it is a part of Black culture that I would hate to see get forfeited or get basically pushed aside. and not remembered. I want to see black little girls grow up and say that they want to grow up and be a midwife. I want to see more birth centers. I want to see in our history books more discussion and more highlight on black midwifery. And I think it's so very, very important that that happens. So I am looking here at Takiya is, okay, so Takiya's phone is not working. We're going to have to reschedule the show. So I will go ahead and reschedule the show. And I do apologize to all of you, but I think it's Mercury retrograde. Her phone is not connecting, and I will probably have to check my end too and see what's going on. But we will reschedule the show. I will do my very best to accommodate Takiya's busy schedule and have her back as my special guest. And I do apologize. Thank you so much.